大家各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Hurry up, peace to all the brothers and sisters.
我们下午根据圣经一起来查考落实信仰生活。
So today, according to the Bible, in this afternoon, we are going to study this topic, to put the spiritual life in practice.
我们请看马太福音第十二章三十八节。
So let's first turn to Matthew chapter 12, verse 38.
我们从三十八节看到四十一节。
So let's start in from verse 38 to verse 41.
马太福音十二章三十八节看到四十一节。
Matthew chapter 12, verse 38 to verse 41. Verse 38. Then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered, saying, Teacher, we want to see a sign from you. Verse 39. But he answered and said to them, An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to it, except the signs of the prophet of Jonah. Verse 40. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Verse 41. The men of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and indeed a greater than Jonah is here.
这里有文士跟法利赛人来找耶稣。
And here I mentioned two groups of people came to see Jesus. They are scribes and Pharisees.
这两种人在当时是个有影响力的人。
And during Jesus' generation, those two groups of people has a great influence in the society.
尤其是在宗教信仰上面。
Especially in the religious realm.
这些叫做有力人士来找耶稣。
So those people are actually considered a great authority during that time, and they came to see Jesus.
对耶稣说，叫耶稣显个神迹给他们看。
And they want Jesus to perform a sign for them.
光从这种态度来看。
So just by examining their attitude,
这种态度是不好的。
We'll know this type of attitude is actually not good.
只因为他们是宗教信仰上有力人士。
Just because they are considered as a leader in terms of religion during that time.
对耶稣是那一份的小看轻视。
So however they shouldn't look down Jesus in such a way.
要耶稣再表演一次。
So they actually want Jesus to perform some kind of trick.
他好像认为主耶稣显神迹好像在变魔术一样。
They kind of treated that Jesus just like a magician. They can perform any kind of sign he wants.
说变就变。
And you just want him to give them another trick.
主耶稣当然有这份能力。
Of course, Jesus does have the power to perform miracles.
但是有这份能力不见得要可以随时没有什么目的的来行神迹。
Even though Jesus had this type of power, that doesn't mean he can abuse that authority and just perform a miracle without any real reason.
也不是要救人，也不是要医病，也不是要证明他是神。
So since at that given moment of time, he doesn't have to prove that he's not going to heal a person or to prove that he's God.
所以文士和法利赛人用很不礼貌的态度叫耶稣行神迹。
And at the same time, those Pharisees and scribes were very rude. They just want Jesus to give them a miracle.
主耶稣会很不客气地说，一个淫乱邪恶的世代，没有神迹可以看。
So that's why Jesus answered them, An evil and adulterous generation see after a sign, there is no sign for them.
如果真的要看神迹，
If you really want to see a sign,
除了约拿的神先知约拿的神迹以外，没有神迹了。
So there's only one sign for you guys, which is the signs of Jonah.
因为约拿这个神迹对当时的人来讲是大家都很清楚。
Because during Jonah's generation, his miracle was very popular during that time.
因为他是历史人物。
Because he is a historical figure.
所以当然那个时代的人都认识约拿。
So of course,For people who live in that generation all know who Jonah is.
那主耶稣也利用了大家所认识的 这些所谓的圣经人物来解释真理。
And Jesus actually used this character from the scripts to show this sign.
来介绍自己。
And at the same time to introduce himself through that way.
来述说主耶稣的未来。
And to actually at the same time to reveal what his future is going to be.
要证明耶稣是神，不一定要行神迹啊。
So in order to prove that Jesus is God, sometimes it's not necessary to perform a sign.
有时候透过主耶稣说的话，就可以证明他是天上的神啊。
And a lot of time, just through the words coming out from Jesus, that already proves that Jesus is God.
所以主耶稣就用约拿这个神迹来说明他自己。
So Jesus utilized this sign of Jonah to explain himself.
他说约拿三日三夜在大鱼的肚腹中。
And he mentioned that for Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish.
我一样，三日三夜在地里头。
And the same thing, 3 days and 3 nights, I will be in the heart of earth.
要被埋葬。
I will be buried.
这是他说的，主耶稣为了要介绍他自己。
And Jesus, this is what Jesus said, and he used that way to introduce himself.
一方面介绍他自己。
So at one side, he was introducing himself.
一方面在指责对方。
And at the same time, he was rebuking those scribes and Pharisees.
为什么约拿三日三夜在大鱼肚腹中出来之后
？And why, what is the reason when Jonah came out from the great fish after 3 days and 3 nights?
到尼尼微城传警告。
And he was preaching the warning to the Ninevites.
所有的人都悔改。
And as a result, all the people in the city repented.
尼尼微城的人也没有看到约拿被鱼吃掉啊。
And all of you know that no people in the city of Nineveh saw Jonah was being eaten by the great fish.
只是神透过一个被鱼吃过的人，这个约拿到尼尼微城传警告。
And God utilized this person who was being swallowed by a great fish to preach the warning.
尼尼微人听了约拿所传的就悔改了。
And those people who live in the city of Nineveh, when they heard the words of Jonah, and they all repented.
而且约拿跟尼尼微城的人没有什么关系啊。
And we all know Jonah has nothing to do with the city Nineveh.
可是约拿讲的他们听了。
However, what Jonah said, all the people in the city of Nineveh, they all believed.
从国王到牲畜。
From king, down to the livestock.
披麻悔改。
All of them actually, put on the sack and they all repented.
禁食祷告。
They all fast and pray.
那种动作之大。
And from all their deeds, we know.
所以神赦免他们。
So that's why, God actually forgive them.
只因为约拿。
Just because of Jonah.
但是今天主耶稣来了。
However, today Jesus came.
来向当时当代的人传福音。
And he was preaching this gospel to the current generation.
传天国的福音。
And he was preaching the gospel of heaven.
还医病赶鬼行神迹。
And even healed the sick and performed miracles.
谁信？
However, who are the ones actually believe in God?
主耶稣很痛心地说。
So that's why Jesus was very sorrowful, and he said,
看啊，在这里有一人比约拿更大。
Look, there's a person far more greater than Jonah.
那当然是指着耶稣啦。
Of course, he's talking about himself.
耶稣比约拿大。
Jesus is greater than Jonah.
但是约拿传警告有人听，主耶稣传福音没有人听。
However, when Jonah preached a warning, all the people listened to him. When Jesus was preaching the warning, no one listened to him.
所以这里在告诉我们什么？
So what does the message right here try to tell us?
我们今天看神迹奇事。
Today, we might see those signs and miracles.
我们今天信耶稣。
Today, we believe in Jesus.
我们从神迹奇事看到什么？
However, what do we actually see in those signs and miracles?
看到神的权柄。
God's power.
看到教会的权柄。
The authority of the church?
还是看到一件事情的变化很奇怪？
Or we see something that is rather strange in the matter.
明明就要死了，祷告就好了。
And for someone who is about to die because really sick, and after the prayer he was resurrected.
明明车祸很大。
And we can see sometimes someone ran into a great car accident.
发生车祸 命在旦夕。
And you can see that a person's life is actually on the line.
哎，祷告就好了。
However, after the prayer, the person was totally healed.
那之后呢？
So what about next?
啊，如果这种戏码看多了
，So if we see too much of those,
这种神迹其实看多了
，You see too much signs and miracles like this,
听多了
，Or heard too much,
而且那个人又不是我
，And a lot of time we are not the person who actually in the accident.
到底那个神迹其实对我们的教育有多少
？So how much those type of miracles signs will make an impact in our life?
对我们认识耶稣。有什么帮助
Does it have anything to do to help us to understand Jesus, God more?
何况现在主耶稣是在传福音的
And in that current situation, Jesus was the one who came to preach about the gospel.
神的话语我们改变多少
So by listening to God's words, how much do we change?
所以主耶稣很痛心啊
So that's why Jesus, during that time, he was very sorrowful.
我是天上的神
I am God from heaven.
来传没有人听
When I come down to this world, try to preach, but no one listened.
约拿对尼尼微城来讲还是个国外的人。
And Jonah to the sea of Nineveh, he actually a foreigner. He was the foreigner.
哎，他来了，他讲传警告，大家都听了。
However, when he preached the warning, everybody listened to him.
到底问题出在哪里
？So what is the actual problem?
看神迹，听神的道理的人的心态问题。
So a lot of time, the determining factor is based on the attitude and the mentality. The people who listen to the words.
所以我们今天在信仰的生活上面
So today in our spiritual life,
我们的态度是什么
So what kind of attitude we hold on to?
我们早上谈到教会会改变
And this
会变化
In this morning, we talk about that the church will change.
这是末日预兆必然的现象
It's one of the signs in the end time.
但是不要忘记
However, we shouldn't forget this.
马太福音二十四章的四十节就说了
In Matthew chapter 24, verse 40, he said,
在田两个人在田里工作
There are two people worked in the field.
取去一个，撇下一个。
One will be taken, the other one will be forsake.
在田神的田里工作，就在做圣工，做服事啊。
And we know when we work in the field, we are serving God.
一个得救，一个不能得救。
However, one will be saved, but the other one won't.
奇怪，不是有做圣工吗？
And some of you might feel weird.Don't both of us do holy works?
对啊，你用什么态度做圣工啊？
However, what type of attitude that you take when you are doing the holy work?
是来表演的吗？
So are we actually are having some kind of performance?
还是为了帮助某人？
Or we are trying to help someone?
是为了某人做，还是为了主耶稣做？
So are we doing something for someone, or are we doing the holy work for God?
为某人做，遇到困难就不要了。
So if we are doing the holy work for someone, when we encounter problems, then we will put down those works.
为了主耶稣做，遇到困难，眼睛哪个眼泪，哦，都快要滴下来，还是要去做。
If we do the works for God, even though we might encounter difficulty, we might feel sorrowful, but we will persist and continue.
态度很重要。
So that's why the attitude is very important.
所以主耶稣很痛心说。怎么我讲的没有人听呢
？So that's why Jesus was very painful in heart, thinking that why no one listened to me.
也行了很多神迹奇事啦。
I have already performed a lot of miracles.
那些神迹奇事要证明什么
？And what are those miracles for?
我是神啊。
Those miracles are trying to prove that I am God.
我是从天上来的、
啊。I'm coming from heaven.
那既然我耶稣从天上来的
，And since I'm coming from heaven,
那我就去讲神的话了。
Of course, the thing I said is God's words.
那理当，尤其你们这个文士、法利赛人
，especially for those scribes and Pharisees,
那你更要听了。
Then you should listen to me.
更要领受。
And you should accept.
然后照着去做。
And then do accordingly.
怎么可以排斥耶稣呢
？Then why are you trying to reject me?
别人说不认识耶稣，排斥耶稣，情有可原呢。
And all people might have excuse, not to know me.
文士，他专门在教导圣经的。
However, for those scribes, those are people who actually teach about Bible.
法利赛人固守律法的。
Pharisees are the one who put a lot of emphasis on observing the law.
表面上来看，这两种人表现很好。
So on the surface, those two group of people are considered good.
可是真的很好吗
？However, in reality, are those two group of people really good?
常常被主耶稣责备的就是这两种人。
And a lot of times, Jesus rebuked on those two type of people.
心麻痹的哈。
Their heart were numb.
所以在信仰生活上面。
So in our spiritual life,
不管是服事
no matter it's about the certitude,
领受神的教训
or accepting God's teaching,
不能麻痹哦。
We shouldn't listen too much and our heart turns numb.
第二件事,
the second thing.
我们看42节, 43,
let's read verse 42. Verse 42. The queen of the south will rise up in the judgment with the generation and condemn it, for she came from the end of earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and indeed a greater than Solomon is here.
为什么审判的时候南方女王要起来定这世代的罪呢?
So what is the reason for the queen of the south will rise up at the end time and condemn the world?
我们先参考列王记上第十章。
So let's first turn to 1 Kings.
第一节。
1 Kings.
列王记上第十章第一节。
1 Kings chapter 10 verse 1.
然后第三节。
Then verse 3. Verse 1. Now when the queen of Sheba heard the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to test him with the hard questions. Verse 3. So Solomon answered all her questions. There was nothing so difficult for the king that he could not explain it to her.
好。四巴女王千里迢迢跑到耶路撒冷。
So this queen of Sheba traveled a long distance to see King Solomon.
听说所罗门很有智慧。
And that's all because she heard that King Solomon has a great wisdom.
本来是听说的。
So in the beginning, she only heard some news from those hearsay.
所以要来听他的智慧话。
So that's why she came to test Solomon's wisdom.
为了证明所罗门是不是有智慧。
So she was here to prove Solomon truly has the wisdom.
示巴女王用拦截的话来问所罗门。
So she tests him with hard questions.
结果所罗门将他所问的都答上了。
However, Solomon answered all her questions.
没有一句不明白不能答的。
And there was nothing so difficult for the king that he could not explain it to her.
示巴女王真的看到所罗门的智慧。
And then the queen of Sheba has seen all the wisdom of Solomon.
一直到主耶稣用示巴女王来做解释。
So at that particular moment, Jesus used this case of Queen of Sheba to explain the situation.
示巴女王只不过要去听所罗门的智慧话，就专程跑到耶路撒冷。
And the Queen of Sheba has only heard about the wisdom of King Solomon, then she traveled a great distance to see Solomon.
在这里有一人比所罗门更大。
And he's saying that there is a person far more greater than King Solomon. Of course, he's talking about himself. And of course, a lot of times people might think that, the wisdom of Solomon must be really great. And that wisdom is coming from God. However, to us, and the wisdom of Solomon is nothing too different.
虽然他的智慧是前无古人后来者,
even though there might be no one like him anymore,
全世界就算他最聪明了, 最有智慧了,
perhaps he is the most wise person in this world.
可是所罗门的智慧不够完整,
however, his wisdom is not complete.
因为他对世上, 对生活上的智慧是低的,
because even though his wisdom to the life, and to the world was number one.
可是他对敬拜神这件事情是零分。
He had a zero in terms of worshiping God.
比我们还不如啊。
He is not greater than us.
所以后来他被神责备了。
So that's why at the end he was rebuked by God.
列王记上十一章还特别强调。
And 1 Kings chapter 11 actually even further emphasis about it.
圣经讲说神向他显现两次。
And according to the scripture, God revealed himself to Solomon two times.
可是后来所罗门还是违背神的话。
However, at the end, Solomon still did not obey God's words.
神还没有赐给他智慧之前,
so before God gave him the wisdom,
他就已经娶埃及的女子为妻了。
He already married an Egyptian.
后来又娶了1000的妻妾。
And later on, he had 1,000 concubines.
娶那么多妻子是你们家的事啊。
And sometimes you might feel like there's nothing wrong to having so many wives.
还容许他的妻妾带偶像过来。
However, he even allowed his wives to bring those idols into his nations.
带来你在你的房间拜拜, 也就算了。And
perhaps it might be okay if you just worship on your own room.
还容许百姓拜偶像。
However, he even allowed his people to worship those idols.
拜他们妻妾所带来的偶像,
to worship those idols being brought by his wives.
还帮他们建造庙宇。
And Solomon even built the temples for those idols.
所罗门真的有智慧吗?
So at that moment, do you still think that Solomon has the wisdom?
我不能苟同。
So that's why I don't agree upon that.
也就是所罗门的智慧是一部分而已。
So that's why the wisdom that Solomon had is only a portion.
属世的。
Is from this world.
属生活的。
Is based upon the life.
它是一流的。
And perhaps he is a number one in that field.
所以难怪四巴女王一见到他，听他讲话就知道他是全世界最有智慧的王啊。
So no wonder the queen of Sheba, when she heard those words from Solomon, she knew Solomon is a wise king.
主耶稣用这个事迹来做说明。
So Jesus utilized that case to explain himself.
耶稣比所罗门大。
And Jesus is greater than the King Solomon.
耶稣比所罗门更有智慧。
And Jesus has more wisdom than King Solomon.
示巴女王为了要听所罗门的智慧话。
And Queen of Sheba, she came to Solomon in order to listen to his words.
这么专程。
And she actually purposely make that plan.
用心嘛。
And she put into a lot of effort.
所以这件事情要告诉我们什么?
So what is this incident trying to tell us?
我们今天对神的话是不是有那一种积极那一种企图了?
So are we being very ambitious and proactive on God's words?
对神的话那一种追求。
So having the same attitude after God's words.
不计一切。
We don't care anything about the sacrifice.
示巴女王为了听所罗门的智慧话。
So, in order for the Queen of Sheba to listen to Solomon's words,
要付上多少代价?
She had to sacrifice many things.
她的时间,
first, she had to offer her time.
示巴女王呢?
And she is a queen.
她吃饱没事做是不是?
So, do you think that she got nothing to do in her life?
啊, 她不是要日理万机吗?
Shouldn't she take care of her own nations?
她不是很忙吗?
Don't you think that she should be busy?
可是她将时间拨出来,
However, she had to set aside some time just to visit Solomon.
这是第一个代价,
so that is the first sacrifice she had made, which is to set aside the time.
交通工具不方便的年代,
and we all know back then the transportation is not that easy.
就算她是王啊,
even she was a queen.
会舒服吗?
Do you think that is it comfortable to travel such a long distance?
还是蛮辛苦的。
And it's actually kind of difficult still.
第三,
number three.
平白无故就可以来听智慧话。
So are you able to listen to the words of wisdom without any reasons?
不用送礼物啊。
Don't you think that she had to offer some type of gifts?
有啊, 送很多礼物啊。
Of course, she brought a lot of presents and gifts.
最后听完的是五体投地啊。
However, after she listened to her words, she was totally
相当佩服.
She totally felt that Solomon has great wisdom.
所以我们今天要领受神的话.
So today, in order for us to receive God's words,
教会会办很多的讲习会.
And church will have a lot of seminars.
我们是不是要把握每一次的讲习会?
So should we take the good opportunity on those seminars?
把握每一次的学习机会。
We should cherish those opportunities when we have time to grow and learn.
还是我们找很多借口。
Or we try to find a lot of excuses.
我们根本就不屑。
Or sometimes we don't feel like there's no need for us to attend such kind of seminars.
还是真的很忙。
Or we are really busy.
还是一般人说, 啊, 没兴趣。
Or we don't have any interests.
有人更说, 啊, 又不当传道。
And someone might even say that, you know, I'm not going to be a pastor in the future.
领受神的道跟当传道什么关系?
So what's the difference for being a pastor and receive God's words?
这个就是态度啊。
So all those, in conclusion, is talking about the attitude.
所以主耶稣已经讲过了。
So this is what Jesus had ever said before.
审判的时候。
So in the day of judgment.
示巴女王的那种追求的精神是一个标准。
So the spirit that the Queen Sheba pursued after the words of wisdom is a standard right there.
用那个标准来审判我们。
So that will be a standard that is to judge us.
我们对神的追神话神的话语的追求是不是有这种精神？
So do we have the same type of pursuit after God's words?
这个示巴女王是个标准。
So we all know the attitude of Queen of Sheba is the standard that we'll use to judge.
我们再看马太福音十二章。
So let's turn back to Matthew chapter 12.
四十三节。
Verse 43.
看到四十五节。
Let's read to verse 45. Verse 43. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest and finds none. Verse 44.Then he says, I will return to my house from which I came, and when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. Verse 45, then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. And then last stats of that man is worse than the first, so shall it also be with this wicked generation.
这个人得到体验。
So this person actually had an experience.
得到神的帮助。
And that person received the help from God.
本来是被魔鬼欺负的人。
So in the beginning, the person was being bullied by devils.
但是被主耶稣拯救。
However, he was saved by Jesus.
这个人后来平安了。
So the person was peace afterward.
但是很可惜。
However, something that's really sad.
为什么这个人幕后的情况比先前更不好？
So what is the reason for the person is getting even worse than he first began with?
本来一个鬼在他身上。
In the beginning, there's only one unclean spirit in the person.
现在有另外又带了七个鬼。
Now, on top of that one unclean spirit, there are seven more.
这个人怎么会平安呢？
So how can the person be peaceful?
一个鬼附身就已经不平安了。
So we all know when someone is possessed by an unclean spirit, there's no peace at all.
那七个鬼是比这个更恶的。
And now you have seven more, even more wicked than the one before.
这个人得到主耶稣的救赎之后。
So the person, after he was received the salvation from Jesus,
他也有很好的见证啊。
And that person has a very good testimony.
他绝对可以见证。
And of course, that person does have the position to
testimony. 主耶稣多爱我。
He can say how much love that Jesus gave me.
主耶稣救我脱离魔鬼的掌权。
And Jesus helped me and saved me.
但是后来为什么更不好？
However, why later on at the end, his situation was even worse.
心灵空虚啊。
Because his spirit was empty.
没有充实自己啊。
And his mind was empty and he did not equip himself.
没有被圣灵充满。
He did not allow himself to be fulfilled by the Holy Spirit.
没有神的话语。
And he does not have the words of God.
没有做服事工作。
And he did not serve the Lord.
所以给魔鬼留地步。
So that's why he actually left a footstool for devils.
这个人好欺负。
And it's just telling those devils saying that I'm very easy to be taken advantage of.
因为他心中没有神，没有主耶稣同在。
Because in his heart, there is no abidance of Jesus.
他的生命是空虚的。
So that's why his life is considered empty.
所以这个魔鬼很厉害。
So we all know, devil is pretty good at detecting those.
圣经说魔鬼要寻找可吞吃的人。
And Bible also tells us that Satan is just like the roaring lions.
就是给魔鬼机会的人。
So in this case, that person gave the devil those opportunity.
所以这个人后来又被魔鬼抓了。
So the same person was being caught by devil once more.
所以我们会想说，哎，奇怪，怎么这个人现在变成这个样子了呢？
So sometimes I wonder why that same person become like this at that time.
我们就要去观察他从信耶稣之后他做了哪些事。
Then we should start make observation. After he been baptized,
他在信仰上的追求有没有努力啊？
So does the person actually make effort in terms of pursuing the spiritual life?
有没有过读经生活？
Does the person has the schedule of daily Bible reading?
有没有过祷告生活？
Does the person has the life of prayer?
有一次我要去一个基间教会灵恩布道会。
Yes, one time, I was assigned to a church for the spiritual convocation.
我从台中开车到花莲。
So I drove from Taizong to Hualien.
就是台湾绕半圈。
So basically, I make a huge half circle from the entire Taiwan.
快到花莲的时候。
So just right before I reached my destination,
有一通电话就来了。
And there was a phone call coming in.
我只好路边停车听他讲话。
So I had to pull over and receive this phone call.
一下子讲了一个多小时。
And then I spent an hour talking on the phone.
还好手机有电。
And good thing is, I still have some battery in my phone.
他是要告诉我。
And that person tried to tell me.
传道，我要离开真耶稣教会了。
And he was telling me that, you know, hey, pastor, I'm going to leave the church.
他讲了很多原因。
And he gave me a lot of reasons.
他是一个姊妹。
And she is a sister.
当初要来信耶稣。
So in the beginning, when she was about to believe in Jesus,
是因为结婚的关系。
Is because the reason of the marriage.
还没结婚，交往期间，他先生告诉他。
So,
她的男朋友告诉她。
So when she was in a relationship with her boyfriend, her boyfriend told her that.
她男朋友是我们教会的弟兄。
And her boyfriend is from our church.
她说我妈妈很喜欢哦，我在教会里面结婚。
And so that's why the brother told the sister saying that, you know, my mom actually want me to marry someone who's in the church.
这位女朋友很天真说好啊，那我们就在会堂结婚啊。
So the girlfriend was being very naive and saying that, okay, sure, let's just marry in the church.
男朋友说不行，你没有在教会，你不是教会的人，不能在会堂结婚。
However, the boyfriend said that, no, that's not what I meant. If you're not being baptized into our church, then we cannot marry in the chapel.
女朋友说那怎么办才可以，怎么做才可以在教会结婚。
So the girlfriend asked the brother saying, oh, so how can we get married in the church?
你要来信耶稣，你要来受洗。
So the boyfriend told her that, you know, you have to baptize into our church, then we can marry in the chapel.
OK, 没问题，我可以配合啊。
And she said, no, sure, no problem.
诶，我们教会不随便给人家洗礼的咧。
However, you know, our church do not perform water baptism without any inquiries.
要慕道。
First, you have to go through the process of truth seeking.
好，我就来慕道啊。
Okay, fine. I'll seek the truth.
后来就受洗，后来就在教会结婚。
So later on, she was baptized and they got married in the church.
她告诉我。
And she told me.
华人的观念。
And she told me the concept that most Chinese or most Asian would have.
嫁鸡随鸡嘛。
And they say, you know, when I marry to someone, then I'll just follow all their lifestyle.
丈夫信耶稣，我当然信耶稣。
Of course, when my husband believe in Jesus, then I will believe in Jesus.
所以我通通跟先生去教会聚会。
So that's why I totally abide without rule when he goes to church and I go to church.
可是慢慢发现不对。
However, eventually I realize something that is not right.
第一个不对。
So first, not a first mistake.
婆婆先生一直都要我来信耶稣。
And all the my mother-in-law and my husband, they want me to believe in Jesus.
其实我已经信耶稣了。
However, I have already believed in Jesus.
他们很在意我是怎么信我的信耶稣状况。
However, they care a lot about the condition how I believe in Jesus.
就是说我有没有追求了。
So which means, do I put in efforts pursuing after God?
所以我就相当的追求。
So that's why I try my best to pursue God.
可是说实在，我真的有时候去聚会，不知道台上讲什么了。
However, sometimes when I go to church, I don't really understand what are they talking about in the pulpit.
我更不知道台下讲的是什么。
And sometimes I don't even know what they said about down there.
因为台下聚完会之后。
Because after the service.
一堆一堆的，一组一组的。
So they have a lot of different groups.
讲那种言不及义的话。
And a lot of times, what they said, I cannot understand at all.
台湾说讲八卦了，不实在的话。
Or they are gossip, they are having some kind of gossip going on.
原来在那聊天当中都是传话筒，都是传声筒。
So during that type of conversation, you know, words can spread quite easily.
我已经很讨厌那一种模式。
So I really hate that kind of mode.
啊, 听到又听不懂。
So I don't really understand what's I don't really understand the sermon.
有一天礼拜六聚完会之后, 回到家就问我先生。
So that's what it is one day after the service, I came home and then I asked my husband.
今天下午聚会那个讲道人讲那个道理你听懂吗?
So do you understand what the speaker was trying to say in the afternoon service?
他本来是要跟先生讨论。
So she was, in the beginning, she was going to kind of discuss about the topic.
结果先生说,不知道,我在睡觉。
However, the husband said, actually, I don't really know. I fell asleep.
他马上问婆婆,
and she asked the mother-in-law,
妈妈,那个下午聚会那个道理你听得怎么样啊?
Hey, Mom, so how about the sermon that you're listening this afternoon? How do you feel about it?
我不知道,我没有注意听。
And the mother said, actually, I don't know, because I did not pay attention to it.
他想,这个家庭宣称是基督化的家庭。
So, you know, hourly, they claim that this family is a Christian family. However, none of them look like a Christian.
因为他在做生意,
because he was having a business.
我接触很多顾客,
so he...
顾客,
女生的,
对, 这位太太,
okay. Oh, so she actually having a business, that's why she made a lot of contacts with a lot of different people in his work, in her work.
有一次她手机响了,
so this one time, her cell phone rang.
一看, 哦, 号码是先生打来的。
And she saw the number, and she knew that it's from her husband.
因为先生在中国大陆工作。
Because her husband is working in the in China.
先生想说有什么事要联络吗?
So she picked up the phone, thinking that maybe her husband has something to say to her.
对方都没有回应她。
However, the husband didn't say anything.
因为对方误触。 按键打到他的电话号,
because the husband actually mistakenly touched the dial and dialed to her phone.
他发现他听到不该听的声音,
and she actually heard something that she shouldn't be heard.
诶, 那我先生现在跟某某女孩子在一起,
so she realized that her husband was actually with another lady.
怎么会讲那一种话呢?
And why are they saying stuff like that?
说他整个心都已经破了,破碎了。
So right at that moment, she can feel her heart was broken down.
加上顾客跟他讲说,我带你去某某宗教信仰。
And on top of that, her customer actually said, you know, how about this? Let me bring you to, introduce you to some other religions.
他在一个多小时跟我讲话的时候,
so in that particular 1 hour, when we had that conversation,
我是倾听了。
And I was only listening.
So, 她有很多话是自问自答。
So she actually was having a dialect that she posed a question and she answered a question.
她还做见证给我听。
And she even made a testimony for me.
自从去那个宗教信仰之后,
so after I switched to that different religion,
她整个人改变了。
And I can feel that I had a very good transformation.
她说她本来跟她的哥哥是势不两立的。
And in the beginning, she actually had a very bad relation with her brother.
有一次更在宴客,餐厅的宴客当中,
and there's one time in the banquet.
当场给他难堪,
and she actually had a fight in the banquet.
哦, 在大家的当众给这个太太难堪。
So actually, her husband actually make the wife look really bad in public once.
因为她穿得很漂亮的礼服被推倒了。
Because she was having a very beautiful robe and she was being pushed down.
她站起来跟哥哥说,
so that's why she stood up and she told her brother,
选一个时间,我请客,向你道歉。
So she said, you know, how about this? Pick a time, I'll treat you.
诶, 事情解决了。
And the thing was, the problem was completely solved.
啊, 然后我就跟她说了。
So I told her,
我说, 那你 如果当初信耶稣的时候, 每天都有读经有祷告。
So I told her, so when you are believing in Christ, if you have a life of prayer and a life of reading Bible,
怎么会走到这种地步呢?
Then how can you actually go into that kind of stage?
她反问我,
and she asked, she actually asked, posed another question to me.
传道为什么会这样?
So she asked me, so why is this happening?
对啊, 理当, 我应该读经祷告啊。
So supposedly I should study the Bible and pray every day.
那我为什么没有?
Then why I didn't do those?
她就开始讲教会。
So she started to mention about all different things in the church.
她说当我去其他的宗教信仰的时候,
So when I go to our religions,
我第一次见到那个所谓的 leader,
So when I first saw the leaders,
就肃然起敬了。
So actually I will feel very respect to the leaders.
所以我现在每天做早课。
So that's why every day I will do my homeworks.
我每天都在灵修。
So every day I have my spiritual cultivation.
为什么这件事教会做不到呢?
Then why in our church we couldn't do that?
所以我说教会变了吗?
So I told her, so is it our church is changing?
一个人受洗归入主的名下来到教会了。
So when someone was being baptized and actually baptized into our church,
教会给他什么帮助?
So what kind of help does church provide to the person?
教会给他什么引导?
So does the church, what kind of guidance does church provide to you?
如果没有, 就是自生自灭。
So if no, then of course you have your own way.
就像这个姐妹一样。
Just like that sister.
心灵空虚。
And her spirit is actually empty.
怎么可以承担那一些的冲击呢?
So how can such an empty spirit bear those kind of impacts from the life?
最后她跟我说,
So at the end, she told me,
传道当中, 你是很可爱的。
So she told me that, you know, among those pastors, you are actually kind of cute.
所以我愿意跟你说这些话。
Or adorable, that's why I am willing to share those things to you.
再见。
So goodbye.
从那一天开始就不见到他的踪影了。
So starting from that day, I never saw her once.
所以一个人的心灵空虚,
So when someone who actually had an empty mind,
不要说魔鬼来做工了,
we shouldn't blame on the devils.
遇到生活上的冲击就没有办法承担了。
Because sometimes the person might not be able to bear the impact that's coming from the life.
说我们要被圣灵充满。
So that's why we need to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
灵恩都会快到了。
So the spiritual communication is about to come.
我们要预备心。
We need to prepare our hearts.
什么叫做灵恩布道会?
So what does it mean to have a spiritual convocation?
就是要灵恩啊。
Thus, we need those spiritual blessings.
圣灵的恩赐。
Which is the gift coming from the Holy Spirit.
我们教会的价值就在这里。
So that's the true value of our church.
当有圣灵的恩赐的时候,
So when we have those gifts or blessings from the Holy Spirit,
就可以布道了。
Then we can go out and evangelize.
没有圣灵的恩赐,
When we do not have the gift from the Holy Spirit,
请问怎么布道?
So let me ask a question. How can we evangelize?
翻开圣经读一读就好了吗?
So does it mean that we just open our Bible and just read?
讲几个见证就可以了吗?
Is it okay just for us just to share some testimonies?
圣灵有运行, 有跟我们同工吗?
So let's ask another question. Does the Holy Spirit abide with us?
这是重点。
That is the most important point.
So
that's why it's called the evangelical and spiritual convocation. It's not saying that, you know, the first 2 days are for evangelism and the last 2 days for spiritual cultivation.
如果是这样，就要叫做布道灵恩会了。
If that's the truth, then it's just, you know, you're just having your evangelism in the beginning and spiritual convocation later. Because you first had this evangelism and then you had spiritual cultivation. However, that's not what we meant.
是有圣灵的恩赐。
First, we need to have the gift of the Holy Spirit.
简单具体的说, 圣灵动工。
So put it in a more tangible way. First, we let the Holy Spirit do the work.
我们就可以布道会, 我们就可以联恩会。
Then, when we experience that, we can do our evangelism right.
带来的牧道者, 他就听懂了。
So the people that we brought into a church, they may understand what we are talking about.
就会有体验了。
Then they will have experience.
来加上圣经的话语。
And with the words from Bible.
双管齐下。
So, within those two powerful way or means,
他会信耶稣,
and they shall believe in Jesus. Because they have experienced God.
他会体验到这里有神,
and they will know that God is here. And at the same time, God's words is here as well.
我们就会看到神的作为。
Then we will see the work of God.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们。
So may God help us.
尤其在灵恩布大会之前。
Especially before the ESSC.
我们真的要为这一项圣工祷告。
And we should set aside some time and pray for this event.
我们在每一次灵恩布大会当中。
So in our every ESSC.
要让圣灵跟神的话语充满我们。
We should let the Holy Spirit and the Word of God fill in our hearts.
让我们更亲近神。
So we can draw near to God.
更认识神，更敬畏神。
So we can understand God more and and respect God even more.
唱诗。
Let's sing Him.
394首。
Sing Him 394.